Plains. Well, thousands of children across the country with additional needs who are in desperate need of therapy services are being put at risk with the sudden refusal of the Department of Justice to release committed funds for the construction of Ireland's National Child Development Centre just outside Kildare Town. That's the message coming from Sensational Kids, the award-winning social enterprise and charity that is spearheading this project. Joining me in studio is Karen Lee, the founder and CEO of Sensational Kids. Karen, thanks for coming in to us this morning. What is happening here? Because as I understand it, we now have a half-built site outside Kildare Town. And I remember talking to you earlier in the year, and even last year, there was great excitement over this project, but it's just taken a terrible turn.
Yeah, exactly. We're hugely frustrated and disappointed to be left in this situation by the Department of Justice. So as you'll know, Sensational Kids has been operating in Kildare for 16 years. We have supported over 10,000 children with additional needs. Since we started our development in Kildare Town, we provide subsidised services that are in huge demand, such as speech and language therapy, occupational therapy, psychological assessments for children with additional needs. We now have 4 centres around the country. And really, you know, as the organisation has grown and demand for our services has grown over the past number of years, we have been trying to address the issue. I'm sure you don't get many good news stories about children with additional needs. If there's a crisis, really, in the country, in terms of therapies that are available or the lack of therapies that are available for children with additional needs. We ourselves in Kildare Town have 2,000 children on our waiting lists for occupational therapy and speech and language therapy. And a number of years ago, we set about trying to address this problem. So we applied to the Department of Justice for funding for the Immigrant Investor Programme, whereby donors invest in approved projects in the country. They give donations to the projects and the Department of Justice manages that programme of funding. So we became an approved project for that back in March 2022. We were approved for £9.6 million. To build this flagship centre for children with additional needs. It was a good news story for children with additional needs and families, and we are devastated to have the project halted and construction stopped. And the reason for that is that the programme was closed for funding last year, and we were, I suppose, assured at the time by the government's statement that existing approved projects, of which we were one, would be allowed to continue and would not be impacted by the closure of the programme. So the full funding for construction of that centre was to come from investors' donations to the project. It's not government money, we have to remember that. These are donations that are given to the charity. And when the programme closed, we thought, you know, that's fine, we will be able to update our costings, because prior to the programme closing, you know, projects that were approved were allowed to update their costings as projects progressed over the years and add additional investors to it.
So how much was this going to cost? How much funding did you get? And then, I mean, what situation has this left you in now with that funding and the lack thereof?
Yeah, so when we applied, we were approved for £9.6 million. And that was back based on estimates based on the pre-planning drawings back from 2021. And we should have been able to add donors to the project as the project progressed. As things progressed and, you know, the war in Ukraine delayed the project, COVID, all of those things, it couldn't start. And we have been left with the project costs increased by €4 million. Now, had the programme not closed, we would have been able to add investors to the project and full funding would have been given. But the Department of Justice won't allow us to add any investors to the project because the scheme is now closed. So the onus was put back on the charity to find the shortfall for €4 million, which we felt was very unfair in the first place. That, you know, despite the government's commitments that the project would be wound down or the programme would be wound down in a fair and equitable manner, the onus was put back on the charity, where we were left with the €4 million shortfall to meet the rising costs of the project. So we, you know, we're a very solution focused organisation. We decided that we would talk to the government about meeting that shortfall. We would continue to fundraise, and we have been in discussions with the government officials and with the HSE to meet that funding shortfall for the fit out of the building. And discussions are still ongoing and underway. We're calling on the government to fast track and release that £4 million that's needed. But in the meantime, the Department of Justice won't release the remaining 50% of the investor funding until they have evidence that that 4 million is going to be committed by the government.
When did you find this out? It's a lot of money, and I think a lot of people listening in will have great sympathy for yourselves, because when you're told you have to try and raise or find 4 million from somewhere, that's a very, very tough task.
It is a tough task, but, you know, we are solution focused. We are committed to delivering this project for children. You have to remember, I'm a parent myself. I set this up based on my own experiences as a parent of children, with additional needs. I know how stressed the families are out there. I know the crisis that's out there. I know how important the services are that we provide. But we are fully committed to delivering this. So despite, you know, the onus being put on us to come up with a shortfall, we decided that, you know, a good thing to do would be to utilise the 9.6 million that was available to us to construct the building and to talk to the government and continue to fundraise for the shortfall for the fit out of the building. And that was all on track. So we only found out just in the last few weeks, in the middle of October, completely out of the blue, that the Department of Justice notified us that they were not going to release the remaining funding, which resulted in the builder leaving the site because the funding hasn't been forthcoming from that programme to be able to continue the works.
Yeah, we contacted the Department of Justice and asked them essentially why and if there was any forward plans to help Sensational Kids out, and the response we got was the government agreed to close the Immigrant Investor Programme to further applications from the 15th of February 2023. The department does not comment on individual Immigrant Investor Programme applications. The department does communicate with projects seeking to benefit from investments made in connection with an application in relation to how the terms of the programme apply to their particular project, including as to how the arrangements for winding up apply in their case. The department has no role in relation to the administration of a project and does not hold any funds at any stage. This is a private matter between a potential investor and a potential project. All applications are subject to enhanced levels of due diligence processes in respect of both personal and financial checks to protect the state's interests. So where does the Department of Justice actually come in here? Because they say they have no role in relation to the administration of the project. So where is this money coming from?
The money comes from the donors, so the people who apply to the Department of Justice to be an investor. So the Department of Justice manage the funding, but the issue that we have is they're not releasing those investor applications and not allowing those investors to make the donation to the charity. So we have to remember, this is not government funding. There hasn't been one cent of government funding that has contributed to this very valuable project in the first place. But the Department of Justice aren't allowing those donors to make those donations to us. So it's hugely frustrating. And then they have put the onus, as they say, on us to come up with the remaining funding, which we feel is very unfair. And we have been talking to the government, because where Sensational Kids finds itself is neither fair nor equitable. There is no justice in this for the children and families who, at the end of the day, are the people whose lives are going to be impacted by this. We have to remember, there's 2,000 children waiting for this centre to open, and we are calling on the government to allow the 4 million to be provided, to be fast-tracked, and to make a commitment to the children and families who they say, and all the time, they say that, you know, they're committed to disability services. There's a crisis in the system. This centre was to be a solution to that crisis in the system. We're trying to help the government. We want to work with the government to solve this problem. This centre was to be part of the solution to that problem. And we're hugely frustrated at the situation that we find ourselves in.
Yeah,
that we're letting down the children and families, and we can't allow that to happen.
The work you do is brilliant, and we would have highlighted it a number of times here on the programme, supporting children with additional needs, including those who are autistic, dyslexic, dyspraxic, have Down syndrome, ADHD, sensory processing differences or developmental delays. And the vision and the plan for this National Child Development Centre was to support over 300 children per week, providing 13,000 therapy sessions, including occupational therapy, speech and language therapy, psychological assessments, play therapy, and much, much more. So it was going to help so many children, so many families, and the plan was for this to be finished around the end of next year.
Exactly.
So where does this leave you now in terms of a timeline?
Yeah.
Because There is a half-finished building outside Kildare Town at the minute.
Yeah, it's causing us huge problems and huge issues. We are now left with an unfinished building that's halfway through construction. Windows were under manufacture. The windows and the roof was supposed to go onto that building. That's now not happening. The builder has left the site. The block work is substantially completed. The building itself was due to be substantially completed by April, and the fit-out due to happen towards the end of next year. It was due to happen. So we are now, the project was on track, it was on budget, it was being well managed. I can't say enough good things about the building contractor, Flynn's. They were doing an amazing job. They're fully committed to the project. Everybody wants to make this project happen. But because of this decision to withhold the funding, the project is now off budget, off track. Timelines have gone astray because we have no timeline as from the Department of Justice as to when they're going to release the funding. We have no timeline from government as to when they're going to make this commitment of €4 million to meet the shortfall for the building project. So we really need action on this now. We need the government to make that funding available so that children with additional needs aren't let down again. You know, they're already let down time and time again by the state.
And since we said we were going to be covering this story on the programme, a lot of parents have been in touch with us. Denise in Newbridge sent us an email yesterday. Julia from Suncroft has sent a message in to us this morning saying, I'm very worried about the funding being stopped for the development centre because it comes at the same time the government is cutting funds to a local school in Port Leash, St Francis School, and many secondary mainstream schools are asking for funds to open up new ASD classes desperately needed in the country. I applied for 42 secondary schools for my son this year and I was lucky to get one offer for an ASD class in Athy, one out of 42 schools. In many schools my son was up to nearly 400th in the queue. This is ridiculous, and cutting funding on this will put even more stress on an already stretched sector while the government is wasting funding on silly things like bike sheds and pouches for phones, says Julia from Suncroft. That's the other element, and I can understand from your perspective, Karen, as CEO and founder of Sensational Kids, you've put a lot of personal time and thought into this, but also the parents and the families and the children who would have been waiting for this and were looking forward to next year with excitement are now worried that the can has been kicked down the road.
Absolutely, and you know, I'm very mindful that at the end of the day, the people that are really going to be most at risk from this decision are the children and families who are waiting for that centre to be open. You know, these are some of the most vulnerable children in our community. It is our privilege at Sensational Kids to be able to provide services to help and support them. I would hope that the government would see sense and also think that, you know, these, and see that these are some of the most vulnerable children in our community. This centre has to open. These children and families deserve it. You know, services like speech and language therapy and occupational therapy are so vital. Just to tell you a quick story, you know, and how that impacts schooling. I found myself at a meeting sitting between two parents recently. The lady to my right had been to a non-verbal child, about 12 now. She's struggling to find a secondary school place for him. He'd received four sessions of speech and language therapy from the HSE and had been sent to a webinar. On my left was a parent who had been to us with a very similar child, non-verbal, when he was much younger. He's now in mainstream school, in secondary, fully verbal, because he got the supports from us at the time. You know, and that's the difference that Sensational Kids can make. You know, so you think those two families, the two different outcomes that those two families and those children have had, you're dealing with children's futures here. It's their future potential that is being robbed from them by the services not being provided. We want to work with the state to provide these services. We are fully open and willing to work with them to help address these problems, to help them build capacity in the system, but we need them to work with us, and we need them to remember the reason why that centre was being built in the first place. It's for the children and families who are constantly being let down, and this centre was to be a beacon of hope for those families and was a solution to the problems that are out there. It was also going to provide training for clinicians, so part of the reasons, you know, that there's a lack of available supports for children is there's a lack of clinicians in the country. That new centre was also going to provide training for clinicians, to provide paediatric placements for students who are studying to be occupational therapists and speech and language therapists. It was going to help address so many of the problems, you know, from the ground up. And it really is a crying shame that there's blocks being put in our way to delivering that.
Well, I mean, With an election just around the corner, 9 days away, I'm sure a lot of the potential candidates will be tuned in this morning and they'll be taking note, particularly those in Kildare South, because this is a huge issue around Kildare town, but for the county and for the country as a whole. And I think whoever goes into government next need to take a look at this and ensure that it's high up on the agenda. Listen, you're doing great work, and I know it is a setback, but a lot of messages coming in of support for Sensational Kids and great experiences that they've had with Sensational Kids. So thanks for all that super work that you're doing for children here in County Kildare, and hopefully a solution can be found sooner rather than later. That's founder and CEO of Sensational Kids, Karen Lee, forced to stop building work of their new National Child Development Centre in Kildare Town due to a lack of funding. We'll keep in touch with you, Karen, and thanks for coming in to us this morning.
Thank you.
Bergen